بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to Institute Arabic, Volume 1, Reading Arabic Letters. This is a free Arabic reading course. You can download the PDF by just clicking the link. And if you want to order a physical copy to do the exercises in, you can order one from Amazon.com, inshallah. So let's get right into it. In the beginning, we have an introduction. And the purpose of this introduction is to just make approaching the Arabic language a bit less intimidating, because it can be very overwhelming trying to learn a new language. But here in the introduction, we just break it down into three simple steps. It says, anyone can learn the Arabic language by following three simple steps, inshallah. The three steps are to learn, number one, letters, number two, words, and number three, sentences. There are letters that represent particular sounds. Those letters come together to form words. Those words come together to form sentences. In this course, we are beginning with step one, letters. All one must do to master step one is learn each letter slash symbol and the sound it represents. It is a simple matter of practice and memorization. If you go through the lessons in this book consistently, then it is only a matter of time before you know how to read Arabic, inshallah. Letters overview. The three main differences between written Arabic versus written English are, number one, Arabic is written from right to left, whereas English is written from left to right. Number two, Arabic is only written in cursive, whereas English may be written in print or cursive. And number three, Arabic uses symbols written above and below the letters to represent vowel sounds. And finally, we have the course overview. Lesson by lesson, this course will teach you the Arabic letters and the symbols written above or below them. Each lesson has an exercise requiring that you write the transliteration of the Arabic letters, meaning that underneath the Arabic letters, you will use English letters to write the equivalent sounds. Remember that Arabic is written from right to left, and that English is written from left to right. Here is an example of how we will use transliteration during the exercises. So here in the white box, we have three Arabic letters, and there's an arrow pointing to the left, just to remind you that Arabic is right to left. So we have first here this black loop with the dot underneath it. That letter represents the B sound, and that line above it represents the A sound. That's why underneath in English, with the arrow pointing to the right, to remind you that English is written from left to right, we have BA. Because this first letter with the symbol above it, that's the sound it makes, BA. Then we have the second letter in red, which has another little loop with two dots. That represents the T sound. So we have a T down here. And that line underneath it represents the I sound. So we have T. And then we have a third letter in black, which is another loop with three dots above it. That represents the TH sound. And this loop above it represents the U sound. So we have THU. So if we put those three letters together with the symbols written above and below them, we have BA-TI-THU. So underneath it, we wrote BA-TI-THU using English letters. As you can see above, there are three different letters written in Arabic with three different symbols indicating vowel sounds. We alternate the color of every other letter to make identifying each individual letter easier. Underneath the Arabic letters, we wrote the transliteration, equivalent English letters slash sounds, which in this case is BA-TI-THU. This is the method we utilize in this course. If you go through each lesson and complete each exercise, you will know how to read Arabic by the end of the course, inshallah. So this is just an overview of what it takes to learn how to read Arabic and also the methodology we use in this program. We simply have a series of exercises where we teach you one step at a time the different sounds that the Arabic letters make, as well as the symbols that are written above and below them. And you just go through the exercises, writing the transliteration, and it just gets stuck in your head. You do it over and over. You continuously review letters that you learned, and you also learn new letters until, inshallah, you've gone through the entire Arabic alphabet and you know how to read. So stay tuned for the next exercise where we specifically begin learning the different letters and symbols. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.